how would you assess the job the current county executive has done?
I think John has done a solid job. I would do things differently, and I would focus on some additional areas.
How so?
A couple things. I've very, you know, it's no surprise to anybody. I voted against raising sewer rates to finance the golf course. I don't think raising sewer rates on low-income families in Parkland Spanaway was the right way to finance that golf course.
They would argue that they didn't increase sewer rates to pay for the golf course.
All I know is how what they said in the story that was written by Aaron Corbin, and that's what it was. It was a, you know, we're raising sewer rates to finance the golf course. What I would have done and what I will do as county executive for the golf course is I'm into real, true public-private partnerships. I do not support, and this has been hinted at over the last month or so, that maybe the county should have a role in the permanent clubhouse, the hotel. I do not support that. What I support is a 99-year ground lease. This is very, very, this is nothing unusual in these type of arrangements. Where we put up the property, a private individual comes along and through a competitive bid process, they have to be competitive bids. On their dime, their risk, they operate it, and they pay us a portion. I don't know if my banging on the table messed your recorder up there. But they operate it, and they pay us a portion of their profits. That's how I would have done the golf course. That's how I would have financed the golf course. And that's how I will make the hotel, motel, the lodging, et cetera. I also disagreed strenuously with the pay raises. The executive recommended and the council majority approved a 21% pay raise for themselves. That equated to about $17,000 more a year for members of the council. I think for the executive, it equated to more like a $40,000 raise a year. And then right after that, the executive supported and the council approved a pay raise for the other elected officials, the assessor, the auditor, etc., which was about, a 15% pay raise. So I voted no on both of those. And what I have committed to do is I have committed as county executive to not accept that pay raise.
And you would not accept the pay raise as that has already been given?
Correct. So we're going to go back and undo it for the county executive and give it back. And I've challenged the other candidates running for executive to join me in that, and I don't think any of them have accepted yet. Is it a ton of money in the big scheme of things? No. But it's indicative of your leadership style and what you think is important. At a time when people are hurting to pay their mortgage payments, we're looking at layoffs of county employees. I don't think politicians voting themselves tens of thousands of dollars in pay raises sends a very good message about what our priorities are. And so I'm going to lead by example, and I'm, as executive, not going to accept the pay raise. And I hope the others will. The way they did it, I as a council member, I didn't get the pay raise because it was before my election or after. I don't know how they
figured
it.
Whoever the next person is.
But Bunny is taking it. Ladenburg, I think, is taking it. And McCarthy is taking it. I believe, you have to double check that, but I believe that's the case. And so I'm hoping they will see the wisdom and not take join me in the pledge not to take it as executive.